Rankin's first free throw is good, and that puts the Trojans on the board. It's now 4-1. Josh Bruck checks out. Nate Claver checks in here for Harlan. Second free throw by Dalton Franken. That one's short, and the rebound pulled down by the Cyclones. Osborne runs up with it here on the right side. Gets a screen out top. Good defense, though, by Markham, hedging out and getting across the screen over the top. Now they'll try to set it up again. Markham once again able to go over the top of the screen, and they'll get it in the corner. Pass it off to Ben Bruck. He pump fake. Now we'll dump off a pass here to Trey Landsman. Back to Osborne. Osborne lobs it down low. A turnaround jumper by Seth Landsman, and he gets that to go. A little bit further out that time for the big man, but he knocks it down, and it's 6-1. Atlantic with the ball now here, trailing by 5. Christensen out top, over to Franken. He'll dribble drive right side, pull up for the jumper, and that one's good on the run. A little bit awkward shot, but Franken gets it to go as he rose high to shoot that one. 6-3 now your score. Harlan on top with the basketball. Now a double screen coming out high. And now they'll send it in the corner on the pass to Bruck. Bruck back up top it goes. Landsman back over to Osborne. Now down low, and the turnaround shot again from the big man, Seth Landsman. Finding his spot right there, just high off of the block, about the second mark on the free throw line, and he's turning around and knocking it home. He's got 6 points down. It's 8-3. Dribble right side here for Atlantic. Now they get it to Markham. He's going to scoop left side. Tough pass on the floor. It was picked up there by Hoig, but his shot was blocked, and the rebound danced around on the floor, and it's going to be Cyclone basketball. Crossover by Osborne. Awkward pass in the corner to Claver. Tapped away by Markham momentarily, but Osborne re-corrals it. Out front now here with the basketball. Osborne has it. Will dribble right side. Get a screen, but then pick it up and dump it off here to Trey Landsman. And he's got called for the walk. So Harlan turns over the basketball. And Atlantic here with an opportunity. 3:50 to go first quarter. And it's Harlan on top, 8-3. Chad Christensen will walk it up the floor here off the inbound. Now over to Markham. Back to Christensen. He'll bounce a pass off to Franken, who's playing on the right wing right now out on the arc. And now he tried to scoop a pass lazily back to Christensen. He didn't hang on to it. Osborne steals it the other way for the layup. Missed it. Rebound underneath, and the putback is good that time by Ben Bruck. Bruck cleaned up that play, and now we're going to have a timeout here on the floor. A 30-second timeout here taken by the Trojans as Coach Steve Blazek wants to get his team settled down. The unforced error on the turnover there that time by the Trojans led to 2 quick points there for Harlan on the other end.
Well, a lot more confidence early in this ball game than Harlan really showed that first time these two teams played, as they're just attacking the basket. Even the shot attempts when they're falling away, the Landsman kid falling away with those big jumpers. Looking confident doing it. They're not doing a lot wrong right now. The Trojans need to pick it up a little bit, try to attack that 2-3 Harlan zone, and not getting many opportunities here early on inside.
Yeah, so far that's a tough move to stop. If they can get Landsman the ball in that spot, he's just turning around and shooting it quickly, and with his size, it's pretty tough to defend if he's able to get it up right away. Yeah, and Atlantic just not finding any seams here against the zone so far. Inbound after the timeout, and Christensen passes it off to Markham. Now they'll work it around the perimeter. Franken's going to dribble to the right side. Pick up, cross-court skip pass over to Markham. Markham back up top to Christensen. Right back to Franken it goes. Now back up top, and they'll work it around and swing it over to Markham. Markham picks up his dribble, and now a baseline pass. It goes to Bloom, back outside. Trojans being patient here, but still not finding much space. Christensen out front, a bounce pass to Hoig. Turnaround jumper in the lane, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Osborne. Good look that time, but Trojans going to get the shot. 10-3, Cyclones lead it, 2:38 left to go here in this first quarter. After that timeout, Adam Jewell checked in, and he's going to dribble right side. And there's going to be a foul reaching in here called against Chad Christensen as he went for the steal on the outside. Picks up his first. And that's first team foul against the Trojans. Inbound pass. We'll send it in here to Adam Jewell. Now up top it goes to Osborne. Osborne will send it around. Now dump it down low. A turnaround jumper. That time, Markham did a great job of getting up high and blocking that one from Seth Landsman. They're going to call him for the foul. Looked like it was a great job to get up there and keep his hand on the ball, but he'll get slapped with it, and we'll go to the line here to shoot two. Tough break for Atlantic. Free throw jumper rolls around and falls through there that time as he gets the first one there for Seth Landsman. And the second free throw is also good as well. So Atlantic down, and he's got 8 points here in the contest. It's 12-3. Right side pass here for Atlantic. Back up top, Christensen. Bounce pass to Bloom. Right back out to Franken. He'll drive to the baseline. Try to force his way across. Back up top. On the way to the top of the key, the three is good by Christensen. Chad Christensen knocks down the good look from the top of the key, and it's 12-6. Trojans trail. Osborne with the basketball out top here for Harlan. He'll dribble right side. Crossover. Guarded closely by Markham. Now a bounce pass off to Trey Landsman. Back over to Osborne. Looking inside. Now the skip pass all the way into the corner. They'll come back up top with it. Trey Landsman. He'll dribble drive right side. Got around Hoig, and that's an easy layup. Hoig got beat off the dribble that time, and it's an easy bucket. 14-6 now here. Harlan on top. Bloom forces his way into the lane, tried to bounce a pass below there to Harrison Hoig, and it ends up being caught and out of bounds that time, almost stolen, but then, Nate Claver was on the line there. So the inbound here from Atlantic. In the corner, Markham, the pump fake. Now he'll drive, elevate high for the shot. It's short. A lot of contact, no call, and now Harlan comes back the other direction with it. Osborne will slice into the lane, tries to throw a pass inside. It's on the floor, stolen by Bloom. They tried to dump it to Seth Landsman, and he couldn't quite catch up to it quick enough. Atlantic able to get a steal that time. Left side pass now here, and now they'll work it to the right side on the dribble. Christensen, a bounce pass off to Franken. Skip pass across to Markham. Markham will spot up for the three. That's good. The three ball getting the Trojans back into this one. 14-9 now your score. 47 seconds left to go in this first quarter, and Osborne has it out top. Markham went for the steal. He poked it away. Now it's going to be hit and out of bounds off of Osborne last. Trojans get the ball back. Nice hustle defense.
That shows you Markham's quickness. He can do that, and he created that turnover just by one quick little move, and he timed it just right. Osborne is just looking up the floor to figure out what they're going to do defensively. He poked it away.
Up the floor now here for the Trojans, and they'll dribble into the lane here. Christensen had it knocked away, but able to get it back. Gets it off to Franken. Baseline jumper high and good. 14-11. Trojans clawing their way back into this one here in this first quarter. 21 seconds to go in the quarter, and Harlan has the basketball. Osborne over right side of the court. He'll dribble back towards the center. On Markham. Now a bounce pass over to Adam Jewell. Defense scrambling here for Atlantic to try to trap. Jewell dribbles out of pressure. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul called here. Cheap one from behind called here this time, and it's going to be whistled here against Gunner Bloom. That'll be his first, and team foul number three against Atlantic. Ben Bruck back into the lineup. Claver checks out here for Harlan. Inbound pass will come from Osborne. Just 6.4 seconds showing here in this first quarter. Lob pass into Adam Jewell, right back to Osborne. 4 seconds to go. He'll curl around off the screen. Stop inside the lane. Way short on the shot. Rebound pulled down by Franken, and that's going to do it for the first quarter of play. It's Harlan on top, but the Trojans rally to make it closer. It's 14-11. Harlan over Atlantic after one. Back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all of your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry for now and forever. See Tammy Cullen at Cullen & Associates in downtown Atlantic for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements, annuities, plus farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen & Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Your entire family leads an active lifestyle. The Family Vision Center has eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle, from safety to fashion design, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff at the Family Vision Center today.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Harlan tonight at the Harlan Community High School. The home team with a 14-11 lead as we go to the second quarter. Atlantic with the basketball to start this second quarter. Cyclones jumped out to a 12-3 advantage early, but an 8-2 run to finish off the quarter has got Atlantic back within three. Now a three from the top is good by Dalton Franken, and we are all square as Franken steps out top and buries the triple to start the quarter. 14 apiece now. The two teams tied. Harlan basketball now front court. Ben Bruck down low. Seth Landsman. Oh, he got hit. Foul. Basket good. He turned on the right block. Went straight up with the shot. It went in off the glass. He got hit on the arm by Harrison Hoig. So Hoig picks up his first. Seth Landsman gets another bucket. He's got 10 points already and a chance to go to the free throw line and make it a three-point play, which he does as he buries the shot. Seth Landsman having a really good first half so far. 17-14, Cyclones on top. Trojan basketball now front court. Markham with it left side. Well off the arc as they set up the offense. Christensen top side. They run back and forth across the baseline with Dalton Franken. Now again left side Markham. Christensen out top. He'll dribble it back out. Reset the offense. Right side to Franken. Markham left side now. To the high post it goes. Hoig. Right side pass. Tipped away. It was intended for Franken. It's stolen by Bruck. Up the floor. Ball knocked away. Oh. A foul call. Boy, a tough foul on Chad Christensen. And they give him two free throws?
What? Wow.
That was way away from the basket.
He wasn't even started to raise
wow.
the shot yet.
Foul on Christensen, and he wasn't anywhere close to attempting a shot, but they're going to give him two free throws. Yikes. Free throw on the way is good by Josh Bruck. Boy, Bruck, happy birthday.
Yeah, and that one hurts. Not only is it two on Christensen, but it looked like a pretty clean play. They give him the free throws, too.
Well, the foul you can debate, the giving him the free throws, that's just a bad call because he was not in the act of shooting. Second free throw try, no good. Blake Esbeck has checked in now for the Trojans as Christensen hits the bench. Left side, Markham with it now as Atlantic has it in the front court. 18-14, Harlan leading, 6:50 left to go in this second quarter. Left corner, Gunnar Bloom with it for the Trojans. Bounce feeds it down low. They force feed it into Hoig. Back to Bloom. Left corner, he'll elevate for the three ball. That's good. Gunnar Bloom knocks down the triple from the corner. Doesn't take a lot of them, but he's pretty good at it.
He's not hurting that percentage.
Yeah. 11 out of 17 now in the season. 18-17 the score. Harlan. Bruck left side. Out top it goes. The set up from the top of the arc for three is no good by Trey Landsman. But the rebound stolen away by the Cyclones. Right side now it goes to Ben Bruck. He'll fire up a three. That's no good. The rebound tapped out. And on the run, Blake Esbeck. He'll try to beat everybody up the floor. Has it tapped away. It's loose. And it's going to be taken by the Cyclones. Harlan comes up with it. Up the floor quickly they go. The wraparound layup good on the other end. Josh Bruck with a basket. Ben Bruck stole the ball away. He tapped it away. It sat on the baseline. He was out of bounds. Jumped back in and grabbed it. The Trojan fans didn't like the call or the no call. On the other end, it's a bucket. It's 20-17 now in favor of Harlan. Elevating left side. Quick shot now. Franken, no good. Rebound hits the floor. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Trey Landsman couldn't come up with that loose ball down low. Cyclones have quite a bit more size than the Trojans. 6'7", Seth Landsman, the 6'5", Trey Landsman, the 6'5", Josh Bruck as Atlantic goes low now. And Sam Markham ends up on the floor on the turnaround shot down low. And the foul call is going to be whistled underneath. It's going to be against Seth Landsman. And why are we not shooting free throws there?
I don't know. They're saying it was on the floor before he rises.
Well, he was on the floor because of the foul. Trojan basketball, they inbound. Markham left side now with it. 20-17, Harlan leads. 5.5 left in the second quarter. Franken right side now working on the dribble. Against that 2-3 zone. Kicking across. Esbeck down low. Now Bloom. Bloom back out top. Markham pulls up the 18-footer. Good. Sam Markham elevates and drops one down. And it's 20-19. Harlan with a one-point lead. 5:10 left, second quarter. Front court with the basketball out top now. The Cyclones bring it here left side. Josh Bruck back out top now to Landsman. Right side it goes. It's Osborne. Long three. Rattles in. Zach Osborne knocks down the triple from the far side. 23-19. Harlan by four. Markham back up the floor now. Across the timeline. Left side it goes to Franken. Franken working one-on-one, crosses over into the lane, jump stop, elevates, he got hit, no foul call. Seth Landsman hit him on the arm, no foul call, but the Trojans tap out the rebound and keep. Now Markham misses, and Esbeck chases down the rebound. Franken back out top, Markham right side. In, oh, he threw it inside. Bloom was flashing through, and it went right by him. Quick passes. Harlan steals it up the floor. And now we're going to have a foul call against Atlantic. Ben Bruck coming up the floor on the fast break. Just tripped over himself, but they're going to whistle Blake Esbeck for the foul, trailing the play. Yikes. What happens when officials are out of position to make the call? Inbounds pass right side now. Harlan with the basketball. Osborne out on the right side. Off the dribble. Curls around. Loses the ball. Now picks it back up and dumps it up top. Little wiggle. Now the kick out. Landsman to Bruck. Right side for three. And that's good. Josh Bruck buries the three from the far right. 26-19. Cyclones back on top. They lead by seven. Their biggest lead of the night has been nine at 12-3. Trojan basketball front court. Just under 4 minutes to go in this first half. All the way across right side. Franken grabs, guns the triple. No good. Rebound. Esbeck fights for it, but he's out of bounds. He hustled down low, went up high to grab the rebound, but couldn't stay in bounds, and the ball will turn back over to the Cyclones. 3:49 remaining in the first half. Harlan leading 26-19. Inbounds up the floor. Ben Bruck with it. He'll slow down the offense now and walk it across the half-court line. Bruck out top. Gets a screen. Goes right. They flash Osborne out. Oh, he walked. Steps across. Dumps it down low. Now the quick turn. A shot no good inside. And the rebound taken away by Atlantic. Landsman couldn't get the shot to go. And underneath on the rebound, we've got a foul on Seth Landsman. That'll be his second. Up off the bench now, Nathan Kay, the 6'3". Sophomore will check in as the 6'7 senior. Snap. Harlan leads. Markham up the floor, down the lane, elevates, banks one, too strong. Rebound inside, Trey Landsman. Landsman pass ahead is tipped. Osborne up with it, fires left side. Josh Bruck wide open, three is good. Bruck all by his lonesome drops the shot. That's the biggest lead of the night now. It's 10 points, 29-19 for the Cyclones. And that matches the total number of points they had in the entire ball game the first time. Now for the Trojans. Franken right side out on the wing. He curls, drives against Osborne. The kick out now to Markham. Markham looks, fires left side. It's Esbeck. Long three, try is good. Blake Esbeck measures one up and drops the triple. 29-22. Cyclones by seven with 2:40 left in the second quarter. Osborne to the front court. Right side stop. Kick out top. Cave going to try the three ball. No good. A brick off the back of the iron. The tap out on the rebound is saved by the Cyclones, and now they lose it as they dance around the half court line. It's knocked away now. Picked up by Markham. Front court. Esbeck. Right corner. The three ball is off the mark. Landsman with a rebound. Osborne back the other way now for Harlan. Hesitates, drives the right side. The one-hand flip up, no good. The rebound tapped by Bloom and controlled now by Esbeck. Markham will run the offense. 2:05 left to go in this first half. It's 29-22, Cyclones. Franken, right side, left side, on the dribble drive into the lane. Oh, shuffles it underneath to Bloom, and he lifts one up and in off the glass. Gunner Bloom under the basket, had to reach up and under, and bank one home with the left hand, and that cuts the lead now in half. It's 29-24. Cyclones by five with the ball front court. Osborne out top. Gets a screen, gives it to Cave. Cave right side corner. Bruck back out top. Osborne overplayed. Kicks to the corner. Josh Bruck wide open. The three ball missed. Rebound Cave. Putback is good. Nathan Cave off the bench. Got the board and the bucket down low. And it's 31-24. Cyclones by seven. Minute 25 to go in this first quarter, first half. Esbeck left side wing with it. Esbeck out off the arc. Markham. Now Franken. Crossover dribble. Down low. Looking inside. The lean off the glass in traffic won't go. Hoig the rebound. Shuffles it off to Bloom as he stumbles and gets it back outside to Esbeck. Now Markham with it. 1 minute left to go in this first half. Markham out top. Going to stand and wait. Now give it over here to Franken on the near side. The Trojans may hang on for the last shot of the half. 50 seconds now left to play in the second quarter. They go to Hoig at the high post and back to Markham. Markham out top with it for Hoig in the right corner. Back to Markham. Markham fires it up. Franken back out top. 35 seconds left. left in the half. Markham here, right side, pulls up. No good. Rebound. Trey Landsman lost it. It's on the floor now, and it's finally caught. Onto the floor. Now up the floor, Cyclones break pressure. They get it ahead here to Adam Jewell. He'll leave it out top for Osborne. Seconds left. In the quarter. Osborne, boy, that one out of bounds. Just 7/10 of a second left to go here in the half. You can catch and shoot, but it better be quick. It'll be Adam Jewell to inbound for Harlan underneath the basket. They'll look and bounce it underneath. The bank shot up. Oh, are you kidding me? Is that going to count?
I counted it.
Bounce pass inside, and it was good up off the rack. Boy, it sure looked like there should have been a whole lot more than 7/10 of a second running off the clock, but they're going to go ahead and count the baskets. I didn't even see who made it.
I think it was Trey Landsman.
Yeah, I think so, too. Basket good down low. They're going to count it. It's a 9-point Harlan lead here at halftime. 33-24 is our halftime score as everybody goes to get rested up here at intermission, all three teams. Here at intermission, 33-24 is our score. Atlantic trailing Harlan here by 9 at the break. We'll tell you more about it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. CRS Mechanical, located just outside of Oakland in the Oakland City Park. Give CRS Mechanical a call at 712-741-5600 for all your fabrication, including building handrails and stairs and water jet cutting needs. At CRS Mechanical, just outside Oakland, Iowa. Crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles. Stop by Hy-Vee or call Jim and Sherry Kahn at 769-2581. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Body Basics Chiropractic. Offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at half. Time in the year tonight. The two teams running up and down the floor. 33-24 is our halftime score as the Trojans trail the Cyclones here at intermission. Harlan got off quickly here in the ball game, just kind of the opposite of what they did last time.
They got down early and they're kind of playing catch up there that entire first quarter. Luckily, they made a nice rally there at the end of the first quarter to cut the lead to 3 there at the end of that first period, but Atlantic able to knock down some outside shots, and we're getting some better looks there on the offensive end of the floor, but I give Harlan some credit, too. They came right back and hit some big outside shots of their own right away to kind of make an answer to the call and get that lead back up there. Of course, there's been a few questionable calls here and there as well, but that's always going to be part of every game. So it's not something you're going to want to point at. They already total points from last time, so they came ready to play here tonight.
Well, Seth Landsman really got off to a quick start here in the ball game with 8 first quarter points. He's the leading scorer in the first half with 11, despite sitting a good chunk of this latter part of the second quarter on the bench with a couple of fouls. But the big guy at 6'7" inside, he really was a good anchor for Harlan early.
Yeah, he really was. He get him into that spot there, the high block. He was just kind of that second mark on the free throw line was where he was standing, and they get him the ball, he quickly turn around, spin and shoot, and when you have that kind of size, it's pretty easy to get that shot away without anybody being able to contest it, because everybody on Atlantic's squad is going to have to really jump to get in his face, and he was able to knock down those shots early. That's a tough spot to defend. If they're able to do any more of that here in the second half, it's going to be tough for Atlantic to try to contain that, but you got to hope that only he gets what he gets, and you're able to shut down everybody else around him and the rest of the squad. And we'll see if they look to try to go to that route still, or if they kind of get in their ways with going back to the outside shot again.
One important game, obviously, for a lot of reasons. Atlantic 14-2, Harlan 11-4 on the season coming in. More importantly, though, the Trojans leading the Hawkeye 10 Conference with an 8-1 record, ranked 8th in the state in 3A. Harlan comes in with a 7-2 mark. So, yeah, a lot on the line here tonight in this ball game. And, yes, it is a conference game. So 33-24 is our halftime score. Harlan with the lead here on their home court over the Atlantic Trojans. Back with more in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with a professional staff at Interior Touch. Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop. Whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, we have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right, or visit the American Pie Cafe, our 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca. And by the Insurance Store, with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the Insurance Store today. And good luck, athletes, at all of your sporting events.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks, back with you here at halftime. Harlan with a 33-24 lead over Atlantic in this Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball matchup here tonight. Take a look at some of the numbers here for you in the first half. Chris, the scoring pretty spread out for both teams.
Yeah, it really was spread out. For Harlan with the lead here at half, they were led by that 11 points we talked about from Seth Landsman. Also got 9 points there from Josh Bruck as he hit a couple of threes there in that second quarter, really get himself going offensively. 5 points chipped in by Zach Osborne, 4 points for Trey Landsman, and two apiece for Ben Bruck and Nathan Cave there in the first half there for Harlan. They went to the free throw line and shot 4 of 5 from the free throw line there in that first half. For Atlantic, they had 5 points, 8 points leading the way from Dalton Franken, and then 5 points apiece chipped in by Sam Markham and Gunnar Bloom, and also 3 points for Chad Christensen and 3 points for Blake Esbeck there in the first half of play. They're just 1 of 2 from the free throw line for the Trojans in the first half of basketball.
You know, the thing that strikes me when I look at the score sheet, though, for Atlantic is they have more three-point baskets than two-point baskets. They're really struggling trying to get anything going inside tonight.
Yeah, they, from the get-go, the zone defense that Harlan chose to employ here in the 2-3 is really kind of clogged up the middle, and it's Atlantic is usually chosen to keep Dalton Franken out on the perimeter on the right wing. I wonder if they might move him around a little bit and switch him to some different spots to try to get him the ball in some different areas. But, you know, it started to improve slowly there as the half progressed to try to drive and create some space inside. But, yeah, it's really been tough sledding to try to get any good looks down low here so far for the Trojans.
And you would expect that from Harlan. As I said, they are taller than Atlantic all the way around. Dalton Franken at 6'5 is the tallest Atlantic player. Harrison Oig in the post is 6'3, but Cyclones go 6'7, 6'5, 6'5 inside. And the inside players really are playing a lot better than they did the first time these two teams played. If we go back to that earlier contest back down in Atlantic, back on December the 20th, just before the Christmas break. And in that basketball game, the bigs for Harlan really didn't contribute a whole lot. Trey Landsman finished with 4. He's a 6'5 sophomore. And Josh Bruck, he finished with 9, rather. Josh Bruck, a 6'5 senior. He was shut out in the ball game. Seth Landsman, the big 6'7 senior in the post, with 10 points in the entire ball game. And as I said, Landsman already with 11 here tonight. Bruck obviously has more than he had the first time. He was shut out. He scored 9 here in the first half. And Trey Landsman halfway, just about halfway with 4 to the 9 that he had the first time around. So, you know, their bigs are playing just a little bit better than they did the first time around.
Yeah, they are playing better. And, you know, so far been shooting the ball pretty well as well. They've gotten the ball in some good spots. And we've talked about Landsman on the block. And then, you know, Bruck there finally got his stroke going there a little bit there in that second quarter. And I think one thing noticeably for Atlantic defensively, and especially once Harlan started to hit those outside shots, you know, the help defense, they're really trying hard to switch off and help each other, but the recovery hasn't been great, and identifying those guys that are shooting the ball well wasn't great as well. Bruck had a few more open looks that he didn't even knock down there in that second quarter, so they're really going to have to do some better work identifying who they need to watch on the floor.
Yeah, Trojans doing a good job on defense, almost too good at times as they're leaving somebody wide open, trying to get the double team, the traps, and knock those balls away loose out front. They've had a little success with that, just not quite enough so far. 33-24 our score here at the break. Two teams back on the floor. We'll have the second half when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Telephone Company, offering Wyota and Messina subscribers a long-distance plan designed especially for you. Call 712-779-2227. That's Messina Telephone Company. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass seed, and tiling needs. For high-return, low-cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today. And Tracy's Electrolysis Hair and Nails in Atlantic. Tracy Schluter has over 24 years' experience as a cosmetologist and specializes in electrolysis, the permanent removal of unwanted hair. Tracy now does Brazilian waxing. Stop by 506 West 10th Street in Atlantic or give her a call at 243-8209. That's 243-8209.
Welcome back here to Harlan High School as we get set for second half basketball action here. Both teams back out on the floor and ready to get things going once again. It'll be Atlantic with the basketball here to start this third quarter of play. It's Harlan leading the game 33-24 here tonight in boys Hawkeye 10 varsity basketball action. And about ready to get things inbounded. Blake Esbeck will inbound it. Atlantic will be working from right to left here as we start the second half of basketball. The road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Harlan the home whites with the red and black lettering and trim. Inbound here from Esbeck. It's Esbeck, Christensen, Franken, Bloom, and Markham. Starting five back out there here to start the second half for Atlantic. Markham has it here left wing, and now they'll get it back up top. Swinging around here to Franken. He'll try to split the double team. It was stolen right out of his hands. Ripped out of there that time by Osborne. Osborne will push it up the floor to Ben Bruck. Bruck looking inside. Now we'll get it to Trey Landsman. Right back outside to Bruck. He'll drive into the lane. Stop and kick it out. Back up top. Now it goes to Osborne. And they'll reset. Atlantic still in some man-to-man pressure here. In the corner they go to Bruck. And Christensen comes out on him. He tries the three. It was short. Rebound inside underneath by Landsman. And Trey Landsman, able to clean up the play and get the bucket.
Yeah, nobody blocking out for Atlantic. Landsman had an easy one there.
Left side pass. Markham goes baseline. Goes high for the shot. They say it was a clean block. A lot of contact there that time with Josh Bruck, but they get the block and the steal back the other way. So Harlan back up front here with it. Ben Bruck has the basketball out at the center circle. He'll get a screen and go right side. Guarded by Esbeck. Picks up his dribble. Now looking for some help. Long time to get rid of it. Now he'll get it off over to Landsman and then get it right back, and he'll dribble back up to the top of the key. 6:42 left to go here, third quarter, early on. A pass, almost a steal, as Markham flew by there against Osborne. Osborne spotted for the long shot, missed it. Rebound underneath by Bruck. He missed the putback, and the rebound here to the Trojans.
Well, Atlantic better start boxing out a little bit better than that on defense, because, again, Landsman was open underneath for an easy putback, and he just missed it.
Yeah, lucky he missed that one. Skip pass across now to Esbeck. Quick pass down low to Bloom. It was a tough one, but he was able to corral it. Now in the corner it goes to Christensen. He'll spot up for three. In and out, no good. A rebound comes down to Ben Bruck. Decent look that time, but it just rimmed out. 35-24. Harlan on top with the basketball here. Left side dribble here. Bruck off to Josh Bruck. Now a lob down low, and it's too tall that time. Touched last by Seth Landsman. And it's going to be a turnover here to Atlantic. Pretty good defense fronting that time against Landsman, and they threw it too tall. Inbound pass, and Christensen will walk it up the floor. Christensen sat most of that second quarter with two fouls. And now back out there to run the point. Baseline dribble here for Frank, and went up, and he got fouled. It was an awkward angle for the shot, but they did get some contact there that time, and the foul going to be whistled against Trey Landsman. Late whistle there, but they get the call, and Franken will send himself here to the free throw line. Two shots coming. Dalton Franken spots up here. First free throw on the way. Rattles out and no good. Rattled out, hit the backboard, and then fell off the left side of the rim. One more coming here for Dalton. Second free throw on the way. That one's good. Switch that one home, and it's 35-25, back to a 10-point margin here. Up the floor quickly, and now a steal. They got it out to Trey Landsman, but Bloom stole it away. He'll go the other way coast to coast, missed the layup, and now the rebound underneath is pulled down here by Trey Landsman. He'll run the other way, cross over, probably got away with a walk, and now they're going to call the offensive foul instead. A little out of control for Trey Landsman, headed the other direction. He picks up his second here quickly, and now we'll have the inbound coming from Bloom underneath.
Now, Sam Markham on the other end, Chris, ended up on the floor, and he got up, and he didn't participate in the defensive side. It looked like he may have hurt a finger or something when he went down. He's been really working it out here.
Up the floor here, the Trojans have it with Franken out at the top. They'll bounce pass to Markham in the corner. Markham, pass back up here to Christensen. Back to Markham. He'll try the three. That one's just off the mark. Rebound long, and Ben Bruck chases it down. He'll run it into the front court, now stop and hand it off. Gives it to Osborne. 5:06 left to go, third quarter. A 10-point lead here for Harlan and the ball. Ben Bruck out front. Now the pass off. Trey Landsman's going to spot up from 16 feet and knock it down. Trey Landsman's got eight now. And it's a 37-25 lead for Harlan. Christensen to bounce pass Markham in the lane. A lot of contact with Seth Landsman. No call. Ball ended up on the floor. Picked up by Ben Bruck. Now a tie-up for it. Esbeck knocked it away. It comes in the hands of Trey Landsman. Now the Cyclones on the run. Osborne the other way. Crossover left-handed scoop. No good. Rebound by Markham, and he'll run the other way. Pass off to Christensen. Open for the layup. It's good. Quick action that time, and the Atlantic able to get up the floor and get the easy bucket with Christensen on the sprint out. 10-point game again, 37-27. Osborne gets around Markham on the dribble, sends it in the corner, now back out high. Josh Bruck, the long three, that's well short. Ben Bruck, though, chases the long rebound down. Now we get a pass to Seth Landsman on the block, missed it, good defense. Rebound pulled down by Bloom. Bloom gets it across the timeline, in the corner, Esbeck's open for three, and he nails it. Probably quick on the shot that time. He had nobody there to rebound for him, but he knocks it down. And now a timeout is taken here on the floor by the Cyclones. And it is going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 37-30, your score. Harlan with the lead, and they'll have the basketball coming out here of this break.
Yeah, it's such a physical game up and down the floor, everybody fighting for every basketball. I don't think the officials really know what to do with this game right now, as it just gets more and more physical all the time. And sometimes when a game gets like this and gets kind of rough and tumble, you get players that almost expect it. You wonder, how do guys miss layups? Well, sometimes you're expecting so much contact that you don't focus on the short shot instead, and that's when turnovers and bad shots happen.
Yeah, it's been some pretty quick back and forth action here. And once you get those kind of melees, too, it gets difficult as an official to try to be in the right spot anymore to even make a call. And that last sequence when Christensen got the layup was pretty much a wild one. Inbound here for the Cyclones. A little pressure put on here by the Trojans this time. The inbound comes into Ben Bruck, and they'll try to trap him in the backcourt. Up ahead, he gets it to Trey Landsman. On the run out to Josh Bruck in the corner. They recover defensively, and the Cyclones will set up top. Bruck will dribble right side, try to go all the way, but picks up his dribble. Now kicks it back off to Osborne. Osborne guarded by Markham. Now back off to Trey Landsman. He'll spot up for a three. That's off the mark. Good box out by Hoig, and he taps it out to Christensen for the rebound. Christensen, the dribble drive, lost the handle on it. Markham almost saved it, but it's stolen off the floor. Bruck up ahead to Osborne, and he's blocked on the other end by Markham, but they're going to say it's a goaltend and count the bucket.
They caught that from behind. They didn't catch the travel. Osborne never put the ball on the floor. It took about three steps to get there. The official, once again, trailing the play badly up the floor.
Hey, now Josh Bruck's going to check out, and Adam Jewell comes back in here for Harlan. And Atlantic will inbound here. 3:20 left to go, third quarter. It's a 9-point game. 39-30, Harlan with the lead. And now Atlantic's basketball. Christensen walking up the floor, calling some sets here for the Trojans. Now they'll get it at the high post to Harrison Hoig. He's quickly double-teamed, and a reach-in foul rightly going to be called there as two players collapsed on him and started hacking at it. And they're going to whistle the foul here against Adam Jewell, his first. Christensen will inbound here from underneath. He'll look to get it in. Now he'll get it into Harrison Hoig in the corner. He'll hand it back off to Christensen. Christensen will dribble back up here to the top and reset. Pass over to Markham, right side. He'll lob one to Franken. Franken right across. Nice pass to Harrison Hoig, cut into the basket, and he gets the layup on the right side. 39-32. Harlan on top. They have the ball with 2:44 to go, third quarter. Dribble here by Osborne, guarded closely by Markham, gets around him, now slices a pass over to Trey Landsman. He stops, lets the defenders clear, and then goes up with a shot and knocks one home off the glass. 41-32. Harlan with the lead here, and Atlantic trying to cut back into it again. Right side pass over to Franken. Franken, the dribble in traffic, forces one up from the elbow, had it blocked by Seth Landsman, and the rebound comes down on the floor here to Harlan. Adam Jewell picks it up off the floor, runs it into the front court. Now picks up his dribble, and a pass goes off there to Claver, who had checked in. Now comes back up top here once again to Zach Osborne. Osborne will go right side with the dribble. Crossover now, and now try to dump a pass off to Trey Landsman. Got good position against Hoig, but awkwardly went up with the shot. Rebound to the Trojans. They'll run it up ahead in the corner. Chad Christensen, the pump fake, and now the bounce pass up top. Markham will try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound by Hoig underneath, and he's going to get fouled here. We'll see if they say it's on the floor. They are going to give him the two shots. And the foul here is going to be whistled against Trey Landsman, and that's number three on him.
Yeah, all here in the quarter.
Guy that's been pretty active here as well. He'd be a tough one for Harlan to sit on the bench. Free throw is off the back of the iron by Hoig. No good. And now Josh Bruck's going to check back in. He'll replace Landsman as Trey Landsman will check out with those free fouls. Bruck has two coming back in for him. Harrison Hoig with one more free throw. Second free throw is up on the way. That one's good. One out of two for Harrison. And it's now back to an eight-point game. 41-33. Almost a steal the other way. They try to lob a pass long up the floor. Christensen spotted it and knocked it out of bounds on the fly. Inbound comes from Osborne here, far side. And he'll send it into the backcourt. Claver will catch it there. He'll dribble up across half court. Now crossover, kick it in the left corner. Jewell, guarded by Christensen, dumps it back outside, and now they throw it away. Claver threw an awkward pass right up around the face that time of Josh Bruck, and he didn't think it was for him, so he just let it go by, and it goes out of bounds. So the Trojans get the ball right back here with a chance to slice into this eight-point lead. 1:21 left to go, third quarter. Pass across over to Esbeck, now to Franken here, left side. Franken up top to Christensen, back to Franken. He'll dribble now. Spin, lost his footing, kicked it back outside before he fell down. Over to Stuart Hoig. Now they get it around the perimeter, and it's to Christensen. He's trapped in the corner. Gets a pass out to Stuart Hoig. Stuart with a pass one-handed over to Esbeck, and they'll call him for the walk on the pump fake. So the Trojans turn it back over. Now we'll have the inbound here coming from this near side. As Bruck will key it in, gets it into a Ben Bruck. And Bruck will dribble here left side. Gets around the defender, Stuart Hoig. Then we'll bring it back up top here. Dribble drive right side for Bruck now. Now he stops and they leave him alone. He's going to pull up for the shot and knocks it down there from 16 feet. Ben Bruck with the bucket. Now we have it out top. It worked around left side. Stuart Hoig with the three-point try left side, and he'll knock it down. Stuart Hoig with the triple, and it's 43-36. 22 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Harlan with the ball, and they're going to hang on, it looks like, here for maybe a last shot in this third quarter. 15 seconds to go. It's out top to Osborne. Osborne guided closely by Esbeck. On the dribble. We'll need to do something with it quickly. And it should be pretty close to a five-second count by now, but now he's going to kick it into the corner. Jewell's going to spot it for a three. Too strong. Rebound to Esbeck, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play as Harlan still leads the ball game here, 43-36 after three quarters. And Jim Field will have call of the fourth quarter for you coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are the trademark of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Van Tiger, owner. La Herradura's west of McDonald's has authentic Mexican food. Try a lime, strawberry, peach, or raspberry margarita. La Herradura in Atlantic is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Avoca Building and Material, family-owned and operated, is the small-town lumberyard with big-city variety. See them today at Avoca Building and Material in Avoca.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here in Harlan. We go to the fourth quarter. Atlantic got some work to do. 43-36. Harlan leads by seven. Cyclones have the ball as we start this fourth quarter as they inbound Osborne to the front court. They double high screen for him. Kick it back out. Brock drives left side into the corner. Jewell going to elevate. Fire a three. No good. Rebound to Franken. Trojans need to maximize their opportunities here, trailing by seven. Christensen now with it, front court, right side. The dribble drive, ball caught, knocked free. Hoyg up with it, back outside to Frank, and he's tripped up and a foul call. That'll be the first of the night on Zach Osborne. Ball will belong to the Trojans. That's the fifth team foul against the Cyclones here in the second half. The Trojans have not had a foul called against them here in the second half. Not saying they haven't committed any, they haven't had any called against them. Now Adam Jewell is out of the ball game as Trey Landsman is back in. Atlantic inbounds here, left corner. The lob down low is knocked away. They got it into Markham in the corner. He tried to dump it down on the block to Hoyg, but that was tapped out of bounds by the Cyclones. Trojans will feed it into the baseline. Christensen will look to key it in all the way out top. It comes to Esbeck. Left side, Christensen. Looked at the three, sticks it inside. Now to Franken. It's a little bit off the mark, and Seth Landsman comes up with a loose ball. Osborne to the front court. He works it across the timeline, stands out top, waits for the offensive defense to come get it. Osborne stops, fires it to the baseline now. Underneath, it's Landsman. He's traveling all over the place. Now the shot's blocked as Markham got up and elevated and blocked the three-point try by Osborne. The ball tipped in the air. They got it ahead, and the layup good by Markham. Five-point game now, 43-38. Front court, Cyclones basketball. They lead by five. Left side corner now. Ben Bruck with it. He'll lob up a three, and that's good. They left him alone. And he just decided, what the hey? Fired it up and in. It's 46-38. Cyclones by eight. Atlantic ball, front court. Markham here on the left wing. Christensen in the left corner. Back to Markham. He'll dump it out top. Franken. Markham. They work the left side. Christensen corner. Grabs, turns, guns for three, and it's good. Chad Christensen knocks down the triple, and it's 46-41, back to a five-point Harlan lead. Cyclones ball up the floor they come. Osborne walks it across. Markham picks him up man-on-man. Comes right side on the dribble, stops, curls back up around, dumps it off for Landsman. A shot from up top by Seth Landsman is no good. Rebounded by Franken. Franken will run it up the floor now, gets it across the timeline. Out top now to Markham. Trojans trail by five. Could really use a basket here. Christensen to the corner. Esbeck elevates for three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Back up and in by Christensen. He snuck down low. Got the board in the bucket. It's a three-point game. Timeout on the floor. 5:48 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-43. Harlan leads it by three. And this will be just the 32nd timeout asked for by Atlantic. So we'll keep it right here. Good time for that.
Yeah, great hustle. And unfortunately, that's something we haven't seen all night long here from Atlantic is really crashing towards the boards. It's been a problem on the defensive end for them here to start the second half, not boxing out and not going for the basketball. That time, Christensen hustled to the block, and you're rewarded sometimes when you're right in the good spot, and he was that time.
I just feel like Dalton Franken is just dying to get back involved offensively. He's got 9 points in the game, just one here, a free throw in this second half. He's your go-to guy offensively. He's averaging almost 19 points a game, and he can create things on his own. I just got to believe that he's going to start really stepping things up here shortly. They've really focused on him, though, defensively to try to stop what he's trying to accomplish. Cyclones ball back out of the timeout, 46-43. Harlan will inbound to the backcourt. Osborne takes the feed, and he'll bring it up the floor. Christensen picks him up defensively. Osborne across the time now, across the timeline to the front court. They clear out. Right side he goes. He elevates and fires one up and in. Hoyt came out to help, but Osborne able to elevate and float in a one-hander. 48-43, Cyclones. Trojans basketball. Left corner, it's Ezbeck. Ezbeck off the dribble, out top Christensen. Christensen again, Ezbeck left side. They want to go low. Now the feed is inside to Franken. He goes right to the rack. The leaner in traffic is up and good. Dalton Franken strong to the basket, 48-45. Cyclones lead by three with the ball. They've led by as many as a dozen here in the ball game. They lead by three right now. It's Cave out top for three. No good. Rebounded by Ezbeck. Not the shot I can't believe that Harlan would have wanted. Nathan Cave, more of a low post player. Quick jumper now. Good on the right side by Franken as they get it up the floor. And Dalton Franken elevates, knocks down the shot just inside the arc. And it's a one-point game and a timeout on the floor. 4:47 left to go here in the fourth. This will be a 20-second or a 30-second timeout. Again, we'll keep it here. Both teams have all three of their full timeouts remaining. Well, what did we say last time out? Dalton Franken probably going to start taking a little bit closer look at getting more involved offensively. He hits the last two shots for the Trojans, one inside and one from the perimeter, and all of a sudden it's a one-point game.
Well, you called it, and once he got that ball on that first possession, very aggressive going to the basket and kind of forced his way there to the block, and that's exactly what you need him to do. You know, he's got a good chance with his size to be able to make those shots, and if not, get himself to the free throw line an awful lot, and he's pretty good there as well. So, yeah, it was a great move and got him some confidence there coming back down the floor.
Cyclones with the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. A one-point game now, 48-47. Atlantic has come back from 12 down to get within one. Cyclones inbound backcourt. It's Osborne with it. Markham will pick him up defensively. Across the timeline, Trojans stay in the man-to-man. Right side corner it goes. Bruck dumps it down low. Landsman elevates and banks one home. Landsman waited for the defense to fly by. His first bucket here in the second half, and it's 50-47. Trojans with the ball trailing by three. Out top it's Christensen. Left side it comes to Sam Markham. Harlan sits again in that 2-3 zone. They've been in that zone most of the night. Markham, left side, Christensen out top. They work the ball around the perimeter. Right side, Ezbeck. Now Christensen gets a screen, steps out. Now to Markham in the corner. Head fakes, the three. Drives, elevates. The banker is good. It rolls around and good over the top of Seth Landsman. And a one-point game again, 50-49. Cyclones basketball front court. Osborne left side now directing traffic as Markham picks him up. The lob inside. Landsman turns in traffic. Double team, floats it up and in. Tough shot for Landsman. Little one-hand floater. And it's 52-49. Harlan by three. 3:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Left side, Ezbeck now for the Trojans. Fires it all the way across to Markham in the right corner. Out on the wing, Christensen. Christensen to Dalton Franken, top of the arc. He'll elevate for three. That's good, and we are all square. Dalton Franken has helped Atlantic come all the way back from 12 down, and we're tied at 52. 3:20 left to go. Osborne, top of the arc now as he takes it left side. They clear out for him. He drives the kick to the corner. Josh Bruck open for three, and it's good from the left side. Josh Bruck stepping out, hitting the big triple. 55-52 in favor of the Cyclones. Christensen, left side, Markham. Out top, Christensen. Against that zone. Ezbeck now right side to Christensen on the arc. Markham left wing. To the corner it goes. Franken, he'll elevate for three. We're tied again. Dalton Franken buries the triple. 55 all. Cyclones ball, 2:40 left. Osborne now to the front court. They run Ben Bruck back and forth on the baseline. Out top, Landsman setting the screen. Now Bruck in the corner. Down low it goes for Seth Landsman. Ball back to win, stolen by Christensen. He tapped it away from Landsman. Now to the front court, Christensen. Left side, Franken in the lane. He's grabbed on the arm on the shot attempt, and he'll get free throws. Foul going to be whistled down low against Trey Landsman. That'll be his fourth. And to the free throw line, Dalton Franken. And this could be the first lead of the night by the Trojans. Atlantic was down 4-0 early. They were down 12-3 early. They trailed by as many as a dozen at 37-25, and they've come all the way back now to tie it with 2:19 left. Franken can give them the lead. And he does, as he makes the first free throw. That's the first lead of the night by the Trojans.
Great gutty effort here, and it's just big shot after big shot here.
Second one on the way. That one is also good. 57-55, Atlantic with the lead now with 2:15 to go. Osborne to the front court. Clear out for him. He curls into the lane. Dumps it down for Landsman. His shot blocked inside. Sam Markham elevated and blocked away Seth Landsman's shot. That's 6-1 going to get 6-7. And we get a foul in the backcourt against the Cyclones. Christensen had the ball tapped away, but it's a foul on Osborne. His second. And that will send Atlantic to the line. They're in the bonus. That is the seventh team foul against Harlan. Not a foul whistled at all now against Atlantic here in the second half, but that's the seventh against the Cyclones. 2:02 left, timeout on the floor. 57-55 Atlantic on top with free throws. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Meet your friends at a great place to meet your friends. The Fireside Lounge in Atlantic. They offer a friendly atmosphere, large game room, 5 TVs, and open at 11 a.m. That's the Fireside Lounge, located on West 7th Street in Atlantic. Tennyson Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Tennyson Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Atlantic Signs, for all your lettering, plastics, painted, and specialty advertising needs. They are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 11 East 4th Street in Atlantic. Call Bill at Atlantic Signs, 243-4920.
Atlantic has come from 12 down to take the lead here in hostile territory. 57-55, Trojans lead Harlan with 2 minutes, 2 seconds left to play on the clock. That's Chuck Woolery's favorite amount of time. You don't remember that, do you?
No.
2-2. Two free throws. Well, we hope two free throws. It's 1-1 time now. Chad Christensen to the line for the Trojans, and he'll try the first one, and it is no good. Rebounded by the Cyclones. Trojans in the bonus. Cyclones nowhere near. Osborne front court now. Down two with a basketball. Far left side. He'll lob it off the screen to Landsman. And an offensive foul! Chad Christensen steps in and takes the charge. Landsman got the pass, and Christensen creates the foul, and that'll do her for Landsman. He's picked up 5 second-half fouls, and Trey Landsman will have to leave the ball game now with a minute 50 left to play. He had a nice night with 10 points. He was very active on both ends of the court. A little too active, apparently, on the defensive end. So he's done. Trojans get the ball back. No fouls. It was a player control, so you don't get free throws for the 1-1 on that. It is the eighth team foul, though, against the Cyclones, and the Trojans get the ball back. Christensen will walk it to the front court. 1:45 left as he crosses half court. Christensen here to Esbeck. Esbeck with it here on the left wing. Dumps it out top for Franken. Now across Markham. They stretch the floor a bit, make the Cyclones come out of that 2-3 zone. Franken out top, stops and looks for some help, fires it across to Christensen, right wing. He'll pull up and try the three. He's open. He missed it. Rebound down low to Brock. Up the floor, Josh Bruck leaves it now for Osborne. A minute 20 left to go. A two-point lead for the Trojans, 57-52. Pass far side, knocked away and stolen. Esbeck the steal. He'll run the floor. He'll lay it up. It's missed, but he's fouled. Stole the pass away. Osborne chased him down. Osborne commits the foul, and that will be two free throws coming now for Blake Esbeck, the senior.
Just a whole lot of different players stepping up in big moments here tonight for Atlantic. That's just a great individual hustle play by Esbeck to create that turnover and then get the shots on the other end.
Boy, the defensive effort really has been stepped up here in the second half by the Trojans. Esbeck, the first is good. Boy, where else does a senior want to be? On your arch enemy's floor, one of your arch rivals. You're on the floor. They've had your number most of your career, and you get a chance to shoot free throws to help the cause here late. Second one on the way by Esbeck. Also good. Esbeck with 8 points on the night. Timeout asked for by the Trojans. 1:12 left. Atlantic 59, Harlan 55. Back with a finish in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Serving the community with quality care and concern during times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Whatever your sport, whether you're playing, at the game, or just listening, one thing's for certain, you're going to get thirsty. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company has been providing refreshment to Southwest Iowa for 100 years. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola. And by Elkhorn Pharmacy, proud to be a provider of the Freedom Prescription Plan. See them for health touch information and the best personalized books. That's Elkhorn Pharmacy.
A minute, 12 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 59-55. Atlantic has outscored Harlan 23-12 here in the fourth quarter to storm back and take the lead. Harlan basketball as we come back out of the break. Osborne takes the inbound. He'll walk the floor. Gets it across the timeline now. Left side as they clear out the floor for him. He'll drive into the lane, elevate the short shot. Might have been tipped there by Markham. The rebound ends up tapped out of bounds, and his last touch by the Trojans. I think Sam got a hand on that shot.
Yeah, he just got a little... grazed it, a little piece of it.
Osborne now will inbound to the baseline with 61 seconds left. We're under a minute now to go. The inbound left side, bounce feed into the corner. Osborne struggling with it. Now fires it all the way across here near side. Adam Jewell off the dribble. Guarded there by Esbeck, working around the perimeter. Nowhere to go. Bounce feeds low to Landsman. He turns in the lane, shot up and good, and a foul. Boy, he got away with a travel as he grabbed the pass. Took two full steps to make the turn in the lane. They give him the basket. And the foul is going to be whistled on Dalton Frank, and that is the first foul against the Trojans in this second half. Landsman now with a chance to go to the line to shoot to try to make it a three-point play and a one-point game. It's 59-57. Landsman 3 of 3 from the line tonight. He's got 17 points. The free throw here on the way, and good. It's a one-point game. Landsman out, checking into the ball game, Nate Claver. As they get a little bit more athletic. 45 seconds left, Atlantic by a one with the ball in the backcourt. Full court pressure here by the Trojans, by the Cyclones. The inbound, Esbeck in the corner, back to Franken. Franken with it, picks up the dribble, needs some help, dumps it across to Christensen, and they'll break pressure. Long pass up the floor, Esbeck goes high to get it. Now out top, it's Franken. 33 seconds left to go here in the game. Christensen here left side, they may make Harlan chase and foul, and they do. As Zach Osborne reaches around and fouls Chad Christensen. That'll send Christensen to the free throw line here for the Trojans in a one-point game. Christensen on the season shooting 63% from the free throw line. This is his second trip there tonight. He missed the front end of the bonus a little bit ago. Free throw on the way by Christensen. He is good. He makes the front end this time. Very important front end of the bonus. Seth Landsman back into the lineup now. And a timeout asked for by the Cyclones. This will be a full timeout. 28 seconds left. Atlantic leads by two. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Dave's Auto Repair, 501 Half Walnut in Atlantic. Owner Dave Kirkhoff is your complete automotive service dealer. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 till 5:30. Stop by Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call, 243-3330. Wiggins & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggins or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Ottoman today. Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, the place to call for your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating is your Maytag heating and cooling dealer who specializes in new and remodel plumbing, plus sewer and water line repair as well. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating today at 243-2260.
60-58. Atlantic leads by two as we come back out of the timeout. Cyclones have one timeout remaining. Atlantic with two. Chad Christensen at the line. He made the front end of the bonus. He has one more coming. Chance to put his team up by three. Second free throw on the way now by Christensen. That one short, front of the rim. No good. Tap out. Rebound taken away by the Cyclones. 25 seconds left. Harlan with a basketball. Osborne to the front court. Stutter step. Drives the right side. Elevates. Banks it up. And in. And we're tied at 60. Osborne with a roll around. It falls through. 14 seconds. Franken, or rather Markham, front court. Now to Franken out top. 10 seconds left. Tied at 60. Franken right side. Elevates. Jumper from 16. No good. Back of the rim. Rebound. Markham up with it. The jumper up. No good. Tap up. No good. To the floor. We're going to overtime. Trojans with a chance late. They couldn't get the thing to fall in. The ball batted around the rim a couple of times before Harrison Hoy could chase it down in the far corner. The clock hit zero. 60-60. We're all square, and we're going to play some extra time tonight. Why not?
Fun game here so far, and why not have a little more fun? That's for sure. Boy, yeah, you know, a really great job by Atlantic to rally themselves back into this game and even make it to, you know, to the point where they had a lead and a chance to win. And then a big shot by Osborne there to tie things up. You know, Atlantic with great opportunities there to try to end it, but just couldn't quite get it to fall. And boy, it should set up now for a fun end of this ball game still.
60-60. We're all even as Atlantic and Harlan will play a four-minute overtime period. Yeah, the fouls are a big deal, too. That's huge. Look at the board. One foul whistled against Atlantic. So Harlan, they will, unless we go to about five overtime, they will not get in the bonus tonight. Atlantic, on the other hand, is in the double bonus right now, so a lot of opportunity every foul to shoot free throws here for the Trojans. And although Harlan has the momentum rallying back here late to tie the game, Atlantic's got a big plus on the board there. Two teams in the center circle ready to jump it up to start this overtime period. It'll be Markham for Atlantic and Josh Bruck for the Cyclones. So the jump ball coming to get overtime started. The tap won by the Cyclones. It'll be Osborne up the floor with it now for Harlan. Cross the timeline, picked up there by Markham. Drives the right side, kicks it out top. Oh, he almost threw it away. Threw it out there as in the open. Ben Bruck up with it. He'll fire one up and in. Ben Bruck gets one to dance home off the glass. It's 62-60 in favor of Harlan. Up the floor now, the Trojans with a basketball out top. It's Christensen with the near left side. Markham now in the corner. Bounce pass to the baseline. Hoyt off to Dalton Franken. His floater up and good. A little double clutch as Dalton Franken gets that one to roll all the way around and in. And we're tied at 62. 3:15 left to go. We're in overtime. Harlan basketball to the front court. Right side dribble now as they work it out on the arc. Osborne gets a screen, looks to the left, now off to the right. Josh Bruck steps out for the three, in and out, no good. Rebound Seth Landsman, his leaner is back up and good. Landsman at 6'7", tough to stop that close to the basket as he banks it home, 64-62 Cyclones. Esbeck left side now as the Trojans get it into the front court. Markham out top against that 2-3 Harlan zone, across down to Christensen. Markham right side wing. Looks for help into the high post. Franken elevates the jumper from 15. No good. Rebound Esbeck. He's bumped down, and he saves it on the baseline. Ball picked up by Markham. No call. Could have been a foul there against the Cyclones. Now they feed inside. Harrison Hoyt trapped down low. Gets it back out. Christensen for three, and it's good. Christensen the triple. 65-64 Trojans. 2:20 remaining. Osborne out of the front court for the Cyclones. Working the dribble left side. Markham went man on man. Goes into the lane. Across to the right side now. Kick back out top. Josh Bruck the drive to the corner. It's Ben Bruck for three. That's good from the left corner. The triple by Ben Bruck, and the Cyclones back up by two. 67-65. Front court now. Atlantic with it. Markham into the lane. Hoyt the fallaway jumper in tight. No good. Rebound taken by Landsman. Seth Landsman with the rebound. Osborne will walk it up the floor now. Minute 40 left in overtime, and he tries to drive, and we have a foul called out front. Foul against Atlantic will be whistled on Sam Markham. That'll be his second. A minute 39 left in the overtime period. 67-65, Harlan with the lead. And the ball. They'll inbound. Bruck, oh, he almost threw it away. Ben Bruck up with it now, out to Josh. And we've got another foul call. This one against Chad Christensen on the far side. Not much contact at all, but a foul whistled there. No issues at all right now as far as the bonus goes. That's just a third team foul against Atlantic.
Well, it might be a benefit right now. It gets to the point where you might want a foul. So.
Osborne takes the inbound, drives the kick out now, and they'll try to run some clock. Osborne's going to try to help his Harlan teammates spread the floor. Ben Bruck to Osborne in the center circle. Oh, back to Bruck. It's knocked away by Christensen and taken away. Batted into the backcourt, but up with his Adam Jewell as the Cyclones keep it. Now Jewell falls to the floor. They're fighting for the basketball, and they give the Cyclone.
No,
you've got to be kidding me.
You're kidding.
Chad Christensen was on the floor and pulled the ball away from Adam Jewell. The officials gave the Cyclones a timeout. Wow. Yikes. Well, it's been it's not been the best officiated game we've seen all year. Let's just put it that way. But, boy, he did not have possession. Christensen was on the floor taking the ball away, and it stripped it away when the official blew the whistle and credited Harlan with a timeout.
That wasn't even going to be a tie-up. That was going to be a turnover. He didn't have the ball, and Chad knocked it away from him. It was loose, and Atlantic was getting ready to pick it up.
So the ball will stay with the Cyclones. 67-65 is our score as they gave Harlan that timeout. So the Cyclones, I believe, have one remaining. I think you get one timeout in the overtime period, if memory serves. Yeah. So I believe they have one left. Atlantic should have three remaining. And it'll be Cyclone balls that come back out of the timeout. 67-65. Atlantic stormed from 12 points down to take a lead of as many as four in the fourth quarter before the Cyclones tied it up. And Harlan leads here. Each team has led here in the overtime. It's been a back-and-forth affair. Two-point lead for the Cyclones. A minute 18 left in overtime. Harlan will inbound at center court. Ben Bruck will look to key it in as he'll fire it to the backcourt to Osborne. Osborne guarded by Markham. Osborne now to the front side. Fires it across to Bruck. Ben Bruck with it. Christensen picks him up defensively. Far side. Now the double team. Ball knocked away and a foul call.
Oh, that's a late whistle. If you're going to call the foul, it would have been on Markham coming on the front side instead of Chad. They'd already slapped it away and the ball was already loose.
So the official whistles a foul on Christensen. That'll be his fourth. A minute four left to play in the ball game, in the overtime. 67-65, Harlan will inbound. That's the fourth team foul against the Trojans. Harlan will inbound again at center court. Bruck will look to key it in, and he does to Osborne. Osborne in the backcourt now. So he walks it up the floor. Markham picks him up at center court, and another foul. This time whistled against Markham. That'll be his third. Trojans obviously trying to get up to the point where they can get the Cyclones at the free throw line in the bonus, just in case they need to make that happen to stretch the game. Cyclones will inbound again at center court, and another foul. This will be on Esbeck, his second. So that's the sixth team foul, so really no more needed right now, unless the Trojans feel like they need this.
And Harlan right now seems like they're comfortable just trying to work as much clock as they can as well, so this really isn't that bad of a situation. You get to the point now where at least you stop the clock if you set them to the free throw line.
Harlan again to inbound. Osborne in the backcourt with it. Esbeck picks him up defensively. And they whistle a foul on Esbeck. Right. Boy, there wasn't hardly any contact there at all. Boy, as much contact as we've seen tonight, and then that's a foul.
Huh.
That'll be number three on Esbeck. And now we'll walk to the other end as Osborne will go to the line to shoot free throws. Zach Osborne, an 81% free throw shooter of all the Cyclones to put to the line. He is not the one you want there. 54 seconds left. 67-65, the front end of the bonus. No good. Rebound by Franken. Osborne misses, and the Trojans get the ball back now to the front court. Christensen out top with it. He's a working here left side, Markham. They want to go down to Franken if they can find him. Christensen, Markham left wing. Back out top on the dribble. 35 seconds left to play. Christensen to Markham. Markham with the basketball. The bounce feed now to Franken. He'll go baseline. Drive underneath. Gets bumped. No call. Esbeck right side for three. It's good! Blake Esbeck buries the triple from the right corner. Timeout on the floor. 25 seconds left. The Trojans have come back and take a 68-67 lead. Yikes. Full timeout. Back with a finish in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Nishna Valley Credit Union, whose purpose in Atlantic is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans as well as financial services. To see if you can become a member, visit the Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic today. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale as well. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. Give them a call at 712-778-2126. Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa. Whatever your cleaning needs may be, they'll make sure your needs are met with quality service and customer satisfaction. For residential or commercial cleaning, contact Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you in Harlan. Atlantic leads 68-67. We have 25 seconds left to go here in overtime. Harlan with a basketball. They'll inbound in the backcourt. Cyclones will key it in. They'll get it to Osborne, and he'll bring it up the floor. Markham will pick him up. Trojans in a man-to-man defense. 20 seconds left to play. Trojans lead by one. Osborne in the lane. Drives to the basket. The bank shot up and good. Osborne with a quick drive inside for a bucket. 69-68. 12 seconds left. Christensen left side with it. Out top to Franken. He'll dump it right side. In the corner. Esbeck for three. Good! He drills it with 5 seconds left. Harlan inbounds and asks for timeout. Oh, man, the senior came to play ball. 71-69, Blake Esbeck having the game of his life exactly where he'd want it.
Oh, that wasn't an easy three either. That was deep in the corner. That's an awkward angle, and boy, he's doing nothing but just stroking it purely here tonight. He's got the shot on.
Wow, that was not intended for him. That play was to go to Dalton Franken. Dalton got the ball, turned to go baseline. They dropped down to double team him. He had nowhere to go. He jumped in the air, flipped it out into the corner to Esbeck, who had no choice but to take the open three. And what does the senior do? The dagger sticks it home. 5 seconds. They put 5.1 on the clock. 71-69. Trojans lead it. What a ball game. I don't know how this game could be any better, for crying out loud. It's been back and forth. The Cyclones looked like they had command up 12 earlier in the half. But the Trojans and the Cyclones fourth here late. Man, some clutch threes tonight by both teams.
Yeah, both teams have been hitting huge shots all night long to trade.
Well, here we go. Cyclones have to go full court. 5.1 on the clock. It's a 2-point lead for Atlantic. And here's how we go. It'll be Josh Bruck to inbound in the backcourt. Trojans, of course, will play man-to-man, pick him up full court. They don't guard the inbound pass. It's taken by Osborne. He curls. Markham picks him up defensively. Off left side, Bruck fires up a three. No good. Game over. Trojans win. And who catches the air ball out of the fly? Blake Esbeck, who gets a chance to grab it and celebrate a huge road victory tonight. 71-69 in overtime. Atlantic picks up its second win of the year over the Harlan Community Cyclones. We'll take a break and tell you all the happy details in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic, offering quality garbage pickup and a flexible schedule to meet your needs. If you have a large family or business that requires more than once a week pickup, they'll work with you. Call Cook Sanitation of Atlantic today at 243-1705. Look to Daryl D. Smith Company for answers to complete financial planning, investments, estate planning, and retirement planning. Stop by Daryl D. Smith Company located at 603 Poplar in Atlantic or call 243-2466. And Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service and Anita a call at 712-249-1233.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Harlan tonight, as we just saw one of the best high school basketball games we're going to see all year. 71-69, Atlantic comes from 12 down in the second half and wins it in overtime over the Cyclones tonight. Boy, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, you should be. That was fun. That's a fun basketball game. A lot of credit goes to both teams there in that game because, like you said, there was times in the game where either team stepped up and hit just huge shot after huge shot to kind of go back and forth, and you know it was a bouncing back and forth with the lead, and a big plays to send it to overtime, and then big plays in that overtime period to keep battling. And Blake Kesbeck, your hat's off to him. He's the hero tonight.
Wow, player of the game. I mean, seriously, he's not the high scorer for the Trojans. He had a pretty nice night, though. 14 points, and he had 4 3-point baskets tonight. 2 of those in overtime at clutch times. And, you know, how do you overlook the senior? I mean, of all games that he would like to come out and play well, he comes out and plays very well here tonight. And without Blake Esbeck's contributions tonight, quite frankly, the Trojans don't win the ball game. They had very little luck inside tonight, and the Trojans' fortunes were going to be determined by how they played from the outside. And he got a lot of minutes tonight in place of guys like Harrison Hoyt because they just couldn't do much down low. And instead, you end up with all the opportunities on the outside for Blake Esbeck, and boy, he took advantage. Those two daggers in the fourth quarter, the game-winning three-pointer, as it turned out, with 5 seconds left here in the ballgame. You just can't script it out any better for him.
Yeah, you just really can't. It was just a great effort overall. You know, not only did he hit those big threes, he had that late steal as well that was huge that got him to the free throw line, and just some great hustle plays throughout the ballgame, and, you know, a great overall team effort. This is a good gut check win for Atlantic. You need games like this throughout the season to really kind of develop your moxie as a ball club. And when you get in these situations down the road in the postseason, like they will, and they really gain themselves some momentum here heading down the stretch of the rest of this season, and of course heading into a postseason play. So just a great overall performance and a great, great win.
Absolutely. So here's a look at how things went. The Trojans got out of the block slowly here tonight. Harlan off to a quick start. They were up 12-3 early in the ballgame. Atlantic rallied in the first quarter, though, as they came back to within 14-11. Harlan with a 3-point first quarter lead. The Cyclones, though, able to build that lead back to 9 at 33-24 at the intermission. And early in the third quarter, it looked like the Cyclones were going to have things going their way tonight. They built that lead to 12 points at 37-25, only to see Atlantic rally back with a big fourth quarter, a 24-point fourth quarter, 24-17. They outscored the Cyclones in the fourth quarter to rally back, and as it turned out, tie the basketball game. And then they win it in overtime, outscoring the Cyclones 11-9 in the overtime period, largely on the strength of their three-point shooting. Chad Christensen with one, Blake Esbeck with a couple in that overtime period, as the Trojans come with a win here tonight, rally back a couple, three or four different times to come up with the victory here this evening. Take a look at the stats for you here in the ballgame tonight for Atlantic. 23 points for Dalton Franken as he really got started. He had 9 after three quarters, but really stepped it up in the fourth quarter as he threw 12 points up in the fourth quarter, had 2 in the overtime period. He finishes with 23. The game's high scorer tonight. Also 14 points each for Chad Christensen and Blake Esbeck tonight. 9 for Sam Markham this evening as well to help the Trojan effort. Gunnar Bloom had 5 and 3 each for Stuart Hoyt and also for Harrison Hoyt tonight. For the Cyclones, the only players that scored tonight were the Cyclone starters. The 5 starters, the only players on the board here this evening. They all scored in double figures, but they didn't get much of anything. I take that back. Nathan Cave had a basket as well. All but 2 points coming from their starters tonight. 20 points for Seth Landsman to lead the way down low. 13 for Zach Osborne. A dozen each for Ben Bruck and for Josh Bruck. And 10 tonight for Trey Landsman. And that 2 for Nathan Cave. The Cyclones actually do go a little deeper off the bench normally than the Trojans, but they didn't get any offensive production going a little bit deeper tonight.
Yeah, and for a guy that was kind of one of their threats there, especially early on in that second half, ended up fouling out in Trey Landsman, and that you know, and ultimately ended up being important with the game going to overtime. So that didn't help the cause. But yeah, they really just didn't have anybody else that stepped up. I mean, you like to see that good double-digit production across the board there from your starters, but yeah, you've got to have other people that fill the roles too.
Exciting ball game tonight. The Trojans improved to 15-2 now with the win, 9-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play as they remain on top of the standings. For the Cyclones, they fall to 11-5 overall, 7-3 in the Hawkeye 10 with the loss here tonight. So a terrific basketball game here tonight. Good hustle kind of ball game tonight by these two basketball clubs. And again, the Cyclones back and forth with the Trojans in the overtime period, but a clutch three with 5 seconds left by Blake Esbeck, and the senior helps give Atlantic a 71-69 overtime win tonight over Harlan here in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN comes your way. Let's see. It'll be Thursday night. So we'll be in Griswold Thursday night as the Griswold Tigers play host to the Cam Cougars in a Western Iowa versus Rolling Hills Conference showdown. Girls first at 6. Boys will follow at about 7:30. Both games for you coming up. That's Thursday night here on the radio. Our next high school hoops for you here on KJAN. Well, hope you enjoyed this one. If you didn't enjoy this one, you just don't like basketball. 71-69, your final score tonight. Atlantic defeating Harlan here in overtime in Harlan. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here for high school basketball on KJAN. Good night from Harlan.